Okay, we're in Hilchos Korban Pesach. I think we'll do Parak Zayin and Parak Ches today. They're both relatively short. In Parak Zayin, the Rambam is going to finish off with a very unique halacha that involves Tumah and the performance of the Korban Pesach. Halacha Aleph. Rabim Shayutmei Mase Pesach Rishon. So let's say most of the many of the Jews or the Jewish population are Tamei Mase, meaning their Tumah came from touching a dead body. When the time came to bring the first Korban Pesach, Imahayu Miutakal, if the minority, meaning less than half the population, so then, if it's a minority, then they would push it off and do Pesach Sheni when it's supposed to be done. Kishar Tamei. Aval ima yurobakal Tamei Meis. But let's say most of the Jewish people are Tamei Meis. Oshayu Kohanim or Klisharis Tamei. Well, let's say the Kohanim themselves are unable to do avoda because they're Tamei, or the Klisharis, the Kalim that they use to what do you call it, to hold the Korbanah stuff, are also Tamei, Tumas Meis. Ina Nidchen. Then actually, we don't push off the first Korban Pesach. El Yakribu Kul on a Pesach with Tumah. So this is a unique situation. Everybody, whether you're Tameh or Tahar, will do the Korban Pesach. So it was Anashim, there was Docha, they pushed off the first Korban Pesach or Pesach Sheni because they were individuals. But the community, meaning the entire Jewish population, is not. This only applies to Tumas Ameis, meaning Tumah you get from a dead body, should be honored by a Samikdash. But as you'll soon see, not by other cases of Tumah. So a lot of these permutations are going to come up. So one is, let's say the Jewish nation, half of them are Tahor and half of them are Tamei Meis. Kulan Osim Rishon. So everyone then does it for Pesach Rishon. Batorim Osim Atzma Betara Batmeim Osim Atzma Tuma. But the group that's Tahor does it for themselves. The group that's Tamei does it for themselves. So again, there's a million Jews. 500,000 do the Tahor do it for themselves. 500,000 Tamei do it for themselves. Vochon Osim Betuma. Okay. Vemayu Tamei Meis Otvin Al Tahorim Afilu Echad Yasu Kulam Tuma. But if it's 51%, if it's 500,000 and one of Jews who are Tamei against the rest of the population, then everyone does Korban Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. Let's say the men were half Tamei Meis and half Tahor. It was Man Shat Amona Anashim, they call Anashim, but when you count the women in the overall groups to have the Korban Pesach, when you count with the men, you are Rov Tahorim, that would tip the balance over to be a majority Tahor. HaTahorim Osim Es Rishon. So the ones who are Tahor do Korban Pesach. That's Tameim Ein Osim, and the ones Tamei do not. Lois Rishon Lois Hasheni. They don't do the first or second Pesach. Ein Osim Rishon Nei Shehen Miyot. They don't do the first one because they are in the minority. Ein Osim Nei Hasheni, and they don't do Pesach Sheni. Nei Shehen Nashim Hasheni Rishos. As we saw previously, Pesach Sheni is only optional for women. And then so that's Tameim Mechsa Ein Mechsa Osim Hasheni. And therefore, if we exclude them, it turns out the amount of Tamei people were half, and half do not do Pesach Sheni. Okay, so now let's say most of the Jewish population, let's say 60%, have a various range of tumas, like their seminal emissions and saras, etc. And the minority, 40%, are all tamei from tamei meis. So everyone's tamei, it's just different degrees. Osam tamei meis in an osam rishon. So the ones who are tamei meis do not bring the korban pesach initially, the fishay mia, because of the minority. Venosan asosheni, they don't do the second. Sheni echidim osan asosheni, because individuals don't do the second. Ela bizman shasu roba kal rishon. Only when the majority of Jewish people do the Korban Pesach at first. The Kanoa below also Rova Kalva Rishon. So since we see that most of the Jewish people did not do the Korban Pesach, Lo Yasu Elamu, the Tamei Meis, Esa Sheni. So this minority or Tamei Meis should not do, therefore, Pesach Sheni. Okay, now how you Rova Kal Tamei Meis? Let's say most of the Jews are Tamei Meis, some Yutons of them, and the minority are Tamei, let's say, for example, from the seminal emission of Yotzuban, Tamei Meis, Osen Esa Rishon. So the ones who are Tamei Meis do the first Korban Pesach. But the minority who are Tamei from other sources of Tumah don't do Korban Pesach Rishon or Sheni. The reason why they don't do the Korban Pesach in Nisan is because there's no dichoy for the community by regular Tumah, only by Tumas Meis. They don't do Pesach Sheni. You only do Pesach Sheni if the initial group, the first group, were Tahar when they brought it. But if the first group does it in a state of Tumah, because they had to, Ein Sham Pesach Sheni. So there's no mechanism to generate a chiyuv, an obligation of Pesach Sheni. Okay, So let's say 33% of the Jewish population are Tahor, 33%, let's say, non-Tumah Meis Tumah, and then a third Tumah Meis. Osan Tumah Meis, in Osan Rishon Lo Sheni. So the ones who are Tumah Meis do not do the first or second Korban Pesach. They don't do the first one because against the two-thirds of the minority. So they don't do Pesach Sheni. And they don't do this Pesach Sheni because one third of the Jewish population did do the Korban Pesach. Ketzad Misharim Pesach Leidei Rebbe Kalfin Torah. So how exactly do we work out? Okay, the Rambam is waiting until Allah above to tell us how do we calculate exactly if the majority of the Jewish people are Tahor or Tameh. Ein Misharim B'chola Oklin Shef Shoshu Esrim Nimdin Al Pesach Echad M'Shachan Oso B'Yad Echad Lishchad Aleihem. Right. So what we don't do is we don't try to work out all the people who are coming to what it called to do the Korban Pesach, because it's possible that a group of, let's say, 20 send one person as their messenger. So you wouldn't know how many people are there. Ela Misharim B'chol Nichnasim Lazar. Rather, we count all the people who go into the base of Mikdash, V'ad Shehem B'Mechutz, right? And while they're still outside, Kolim Shetikanes Kats Rishona, before the first group goes in, Misharim Rishon. That's how you count to see what it called, how many people are Tar and how many people are Tameh. Allah Chazan, Yachid Shenitma B'Safik B'Shosi Yachid. So let's say an individual became Tameh in a situation of Tuma in a private area, which we'll see, Kamoshi Yisbar Mekamo, which we'll see later on, Nachokos Tuma. Harezi Yidchal Pesach Sheni. He gets his Tuma, he does Pesach Sheni. Kishar Tameh Meis. He's considered like Tameh Meis. Vetzibor Shem Rav Safik Rishos Yachid. But if the community or the majority of Jewish people became Tameh in the Safik Rishos Yachid case, Yasu Kumu B'Tuma, they should then go ahead. It's considered enough of a Tameh Meis, and they should go ahead and do the Korban Pesach Rishon. Allah Chachas. Pesach Shikibu B'Tuma Rezin Echal B'Tuma. So, when you bring the Korban Pesach in a state of being Tameh, you eat it Tameh. Shemitchiloso lo ba'al lachila, because it's only there to be eaten. Ve'er Echal L'chol Tameh. Now, it's not eaten by anyone who's Tameh. Ella Tameh Meis Shenitches Lahem Atuma Zos. It can only be eaten by someone who's Tameh Meis. So if a person has, let's say a person's in a Chabura and they have secondary Tumah, let's say Tumah Zav, then they would not be able to eat from it. But when you have a situation of Tumah where the Tumah comes from themselves, could go in Zav and Mizavos, Nidos, Yolos, and Mitzarim, like for instance, a person, a woman's a Nida, she menstruates, or she had gave birth, it's Ras, Lo Yotli Menavi Mach Maturin. They don't eat from it, and if they did, they're Pater. The Pieshmo Lam, that we learn out from Torah Shbalpeh, Shanecha L'Taharin, that was eaten for someone who's Tahar, Chayavin, what do you call it? Chayavin Allah Mishum Tumah, or Chayav, because of Tumah, Vanecha L'Tmein, Ein Chayavin Allah Mishum Tumah. But that which is eaten by someone who's Tameh, can eat by someone Tameh, is not Chayav if someone ate it in Tumah. Aba Achlu Tameh Meis Hamehamurim Shalop Turin. But if the Tameh Meis ate from the Imurim, the inner fats of organs that belong to them, they're Pater. But Medra Murim, Shapesach Yochab Tumah, right? This all applies when the state of impurity emerged by the community, by the Jewish people prior to sprinkling of the blood. But they became Tameh after the Zrikas Adam, then Lo Yochal, then they can't partake of the Korban. Finally, Lacha test for this parak. Let's say they shechted the Korban Pesach while they thought they were pure, but it turns out most of the Jewish people are Tameh, but you know this before you sprinkle the blood. Zorek Hazadam, you do Zrika, but Pesach lo yochal, you don't need the Korban Pesach. Why? Xera Shami Tamo Achar Zrika B'Shana Cheres, because maybe people will think that if you become Tameh after Zrika in another year, if Yochalu B'Tumah, they can say you can leave in Tumah. Hayu Klisharis Tameh and B'Sharis Yotibo. Let's say Klisharis, the vessel that was used to create Kedusha or to carry the blood, for example. Let's say it becomes Tameh through a bug. Ho Veinat Mitamas Adam Kamo Shizram Kamo. This does not cause a person to become Tameh, as the Rambam is going to explain later. Even though it makes the meat Tameh, lo yasu ela taharim, only taharim should do this, v'yochal, and eat from it, even though the animal is Tameh. Mutav sheyochal b'tumas basar, sheyeh b'lav, lo yachlu Tameh guf, sheyeh b'kare, is k'mosh yarnar b'shul v'kdashim. Because Beis Rambam says it's better that the meat be eaten when it's in a state of Tumah, which is where it's, which is an Isser situation, and not where someone who's Tameh b'guf can be liable in Kare. So the state of Isser is less in this situation. That is Perek Zayin. Now, Perek Ches, now we're switching gears in Korban Pesach to the consumption and the cooking of the Korban Pesach. Halacha Aleph. Achilas Basar Pesach L'Chamishasar Mitzvah Sosei. So you must eat the Korban Pesach on the 15th at night. Shenemar V'achluos HaBasar B'Lai Lazetz L'Yeshu Matzot Samim Yachlu. Because the Torah says that it's eaten, the meat is eaten roasted with matzah mar. Halacha Beis, Vein Matzah Mar Ma'akvin, you don't need the Matzah Mar, they're not essential. Vein Lo Matzah Mar, if you didn't find Matzah Mar, Yotzei Nechav Matzah Machilas Batzah Pesach Levada. You'd be Yotzei just eating the Korban Pesach alone. Aval Mar below Pesach, but the Mar without Pesach ain't a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah at all. Shemar Matzah Zerum Yochlu. So just if you had Mar alone, that would be insufficient. You need Matzah and Mar. Halacha Gimel, Mitzvah Min Mofchar, the ideal Lechol basar Pesach lechila soba. The meat of the Korban Pesach should be eaten in a state of or leading to satiation. Therefore, if you brought the Korban Chagiga, the Korban brought because of Yom Tov on the 14th of Nisan, Ochel Menchil, you from that first, and then Varachach Ochel Basar Pesach, then you eat the Korban Pesach, Keli Sva Amenu, to satiate from it. Then Lo Ochel Kazayas, Yasa Yechel Basar, and if a person only ate a Kazayas of it, you fulfill your obligation. V'chein Achil is Basar Pesach Sheni B'leil Chamishah Sar L'Chodesh Yer Mitzvah Seh. So to eating the Korban Pesach Sheni on the 15th and 9th of Iyar is also a positive commandment. Same exact formulation. So both of the Korban Pesachs, whether it's Rishon or Sheni, are always eaten roasted on fire. But if I eat it, let's say, lightly roasted, or if it's cooked in a liquid medium, then I get Malka. So those two things go together. If I eat it both lightly roasted and cooked in a liquid medium, I only get one makos. So these are nichlalos blabecha, because both of them are included in one prohibition. Achol imenu na omavosh on bod yom. Ein aloka, if I ate it lightly roasted or cooked in a liquid medium while it's still day, I don't get makos. Shenarakim sliyish b'shasha mitzol achlo sli chayav al chilas namavoshal. So I'm only obligated. I only get a punishment when the reality of it being roasted in a fire applies. It only applies at night. Avim bod yom pater. But if it's during the day still, I would be pater. Alachay achol imenu kizayis sli mi bod yom. Let's say I eat a kazayas of the Korban Pesach roasted already, but during the day, before nighttime, over on mitzvah saseh. So I'm mevatel my positive commandment. Shnemar v'achus basar b'layla zeh. B'layla v'lo b'yom, at night, not during the day. V'la v'la v'mikal aseh asehu. And an iser that comes from something that's permitted is considered as a mitzvah aseh. Halach above, na sheyisiro lav Torah. So the idea of na, this concept of na, what does that mean? Hu abasar shehisko bo maisa or. B'nitzlamat, that's where the fire started roasting ever so slightly. But it's still too raw to be consumed. But let's say he actually ate the Korban Pesach while it was raw. Ain't a loki, doesn't get makos, but he does nullify the mitzvah. As long as it's not roasted, it's usher to eat it. But let's say someone roasted it to where it's supposed to be, and then it got charred, like burnt on the outside, and then ate it, he would be pater. What does mevushal mean? It means it doesn't have to be cooked in water only. It can be in any liquid medium. Oh, may Paris, even in fruit juice. So the fact it says bishal twice, so to speak, is inclusive of every type of liquid. Let's say you roasted it and then afterwards you cooked in a liquid medium. Let's say you cooked in a liquid medium and then roasted it. Or let's say you roasted it in a pot and then ate it, you're chayiv, meaning you're what do you call it, overnisser. But you can actually smear over it, like for instance, oil or wine or honey, and other liquids, except for water. I can dip the Korban Pesach after I roast it into whatever dip I want to, including fruit juices. Ain't someone with the Pesach agave kli evin or kli matachos. You should not roast the Korban Pesach on either a stone kli vessel or a metal one. So it's not roasted by something else. So for instance, let's say the kli had a hole in it, where with a fire, like little holes, and the fire can come through and actually hit the korban, then it's fine. You don't use a metal spit to cook it, because then the spit itself will get hot, but solo mukomo, and it'll roast the meat where it's touching it. Now, hisik is a tanor. Let's say you light an oven. A halachic oven back then meant the oven they're talking about then is like a sealed oven. The garf has kol ha'esh, and what do? You removed all the fire, v'talu b'tanor, and you hung it inside the oven, v'talu, and it roasted. Hareza aser. Why is this prohibited? Shein zet sli'esh. That's not considered roasted with fire. Chaslu b'talu agabe kachalim. But let's say you cut it and hung it up over the coals, then hareza sli'esh. That's considered appropriate. Talu agabe sid or charasis or chamei tveria. Let's say you went ahead and roasted over lime or clay or the springs up in Tveria, Hareza Asur, that's Asur Shereza Einzet Sliyesh. It's not roasted by fire. Now, Ketet Solonoso, so how do you roast it? Tocho mitoch piv ad base nikvaso bishvud. You basically take the spit and you drive it from the mouth all the way down to the bottom of the animal with a bishvud shal eitz, with a wooden spit, vitzolohu l'soch hatanor, and you hang it over in the oven. The fire's in the bottom, the tolek, kirov, and then what do you do? You hang the legs and the innards on the outside of the animal. You don't put it inside because that would be like cooking the inner parts. You would try and use a pomegranate spit because this way it will not cast the liquid part, the inside liquid part, and then cook that separately. Let's say the meat touches the side of the oven. You got to peel off that part because the side of the kli, the earthenware in this instance, is what cooked it, not the fire. Let's say the juices drip onto the earthenware, then it returns back into the meat. You have to cut off that place. Because all the juice and liquid that comes out of it, if I roasting it, is usher, because that's not considered roasted meat. Let's say the juice drips on flour. So you should take a handful from the place where it found the flour and discard it. Okay, now let's say I used shemen, that's truma shemen, that means goes for a kohen, and I use that to smear over the korban pesach. So it's a group of kohanim, they can eat it. But if it's a bunch of Jews, meaning a bunch of non-kohanim, so if the animal's still raw, they should wipe it off and dry it. If it's roasted already, you got to cut out the outside. Let's say they use oil that's Meister Sheni on it. So what you can't do is you can't go ahead and charge the other members of the Chabura the value because of the whole issue of Meister Sheni being redeemed in Yerushalayim. Separate halacha, you should not roast two korban pesachs together because maybe they get mixed up. This applies whether it is a goat or the lamb. Finally, halacha tezvav, kvar b'yarnim kamakomos. We've already explained in several places. She'ena pesach nechal el ad chatzos. The pesach must be consumed before chatzos at night. Kedei laharchiv min avera, to make sure you don't violate the isser of nosar, of being left over. Vin tara, midaraisa, shiyoko kol laila, shalem u'dashachar. You can eat it all night until dawn. We already saw in Hilchos Chametz Matzah shehuton halal b'shas achilah, so that you say halal while eating it. V'she'ein b'nei chabura chozim ochan achar shenirdamu b'shina, and that the that once the b'nei chabura fall asleep, they can't go back and eat again. Afilu b'tchilas halayla, even if it's the beginning of the night. That ends Parak Ches, and we will pick up Parak Tes tomorrow.